This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we are at 7 after the hour. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Do we need a special way to introduce you? Like, do we have bells and whistles and things that we can use that will call everyone's attention to the fact that Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here?
Yes.
With the lists?
Yes. Bells, whistles, explosives, pyrotechnics. I want to make an entrance like I'm... Goldberg mm-hmm. and the WWE. I want there all sorts of things to come out of my mouth, you know. Flames. Oh yeah. Yeah. I actually
dragons have flames coming out of their mouths.
I actually like big entrances, you know. I mean from a show business standpoint. Oh boy. That's more for Bozo the Clown. I find it amazing that you always have these sound effects handy wherever you are. Where do you pull them out of? Where do you pull them out of?
I have them all around my studio. I have things all around the studio here.
Oh, my God.
Are applicable to things not... This is a formal big-time show, and I probably shouldn't be doing that. I should give you the credibility and the credence that you deserve and get you into the list.
No hopes. No longer a hope for that. That disappeared years ago. But here's the list anyway. I will
list. Yes, please.
I wouldn't come to this program listless. At number 10,
correct.
We have California's Proposition 1 was passed, and that's tied with the bigger subject of homelessness, which you're not supposed to say anymore. It's the unhoused.
Yeah, I'm saying it. No.
The unhoused.
I'm not falling for that. No, I'm not falling for that. No.
Homelessness.
Yeah.
At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, TikTok legislation, and the Department of Justice is suing Apple, the very device upon which I am reading this information. It's monopolistic. Chaos in Haiti at number 7. The number 6 subject is the federal budget, and among things that have to do with the economy, Biden's EV initiative. He's pushing electric vehicles. The Israel-Hamas war.
That goes with the unhoused. That the same category. Anyway, please.
Well, that whole EV thing is very is a very convoluted, interesting subject. Number 5, the Israel-Hamas war. Number 4, U.S. migrant crisis, and the law in Texas, the controversial rulings in Texas.
Do you understand where we are with that now? Does anybody understand really where we are?
I don't know where we are in terms of whether we're doing it or not doing it, or whether the Supreme Court said they can do it, or all I know is I understand the spirit of it, but it's a very, very dangerous law. And that's why it's controversial. It has nothing to do with whether you're for or against undocumented illegal people. People. Are they people? What are they?
You can say it. I can say it.
I guess we could say whatever we want. The point is that Texas thing is complicated. It's also it's troubling. The Fannie Willis case is at number 3. At number 2, Trump's legal battles. Everybody's talking about that and his money. And the number one topic is the presidential race and primary elections, which are at this point foregone conclusions. The people on the survey, Gavin Newsom at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, number 8, Mike Johnson, number 7, Anthony Blinken, number 6, Benjamin Netanyahu, 5, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, Letitia James is at 4, Fannie Willis is at 3, number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden, as March 2024 marches on.
All right, so we'll get to some nuance from the People List and the Story List, published at talkers.com every week, by the way, and also Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. This program is brought to you in part by the device. Well, I don't know if I'd call this a device. This is a product that is used to lose weight called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I'm happy to say I've been a spokesperson for this company for about 8 years. They've been in business for 27 years. And so the conclusion that I or anyone who had any common sense or any kind of brain power, if a company stays in business for 27 years and they are advertising for 8 years on one single program, that's got to tell you that the product works, right? Wouldn't you? I mean, that's the conclusion anybody. No matter how dull you are, you can figure out, hey, this company must be worth something. It must be a good company because they're in business and have been for quite a long time. So find out what it is that people are doing, what are they using, and how does it work by going to toploss.com. You can find the Calotren team there. You can connect with a consultant that'll help you lose weight. They have all kinds of support there. We've just been through the St. Patrick's Day sales circle and cycle, and now we're into the spring cycle where you can save a lot of money. The deal is explained at toploss.com. All you have to do is use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, free shipping, and the great spring into spring. Lose that weight and get a lot of help. Look online at, there are daily deals, actually, but there's some that go through, like this is the spring deal at the moment. It's really a fabulous product. It's not so much about the deals. It's nice to be able to get into the product and be able to use it, but the fact that it's so successful and it works in a very subtle way. So check it out for yourself for all the deals. Talk about it with your spouse, with your friends, people in the family, and to get on the program so you'll feel good about yourself and you'll actually be doing a lot of good for your body. Calotren, all natural weight loss product at toploss.com. All right, so let's go back to Mike Johnson is number 8 on the People List, Michael.
Yeah.
And I have said this before, and I probably will say it again. I have respect for this guy. I think he's done a lot of good since he's been there. A lot of people wanted to focus on the secondary part of his, whatever his beliefs were, but he's a good organizer, and he's done, I think, a lot of good, frankly, to try to bring this Yahoos and that body together. And I noticed that he's going to invite Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress because, you know, there's a lot of controversy about whether we should be supporting Israel and whether we should be spending the money there and in Ukraine. And I made the observation, and I wondered what your thoughts were as I said this, when we, our military-industrial complex is funding basically or fueling the war by supplying most of the ingredients of war in both locations. And then we send number 7 on the People List, Mr. Blinken, around to Israel and the Middle East and also to Ukraine, but more in the Middle East this past week, to try to find a solution to the war which we are funding and fueling. Find it just very interesting. And I wonder how many people catch the nuance of that. Well, safe territory here, or what?
Well, I don't know. Safe from what? Are you saying that we should end the war by not funding it?
I'm saying we're hypocrites. That's what I'm saying. We fuel. We didn't start the war. The Hamas people started it, but the Israelis knew there was going to be an attack, and they didn't tell anybody, and it just happened. And so now the war goes on and on. It started last October. Lots of controversy about the Palestinians and what's happening with them. But the tools of war are coming from American companies, as the tools of war in the Ukrainian war are coming from America. So we're it's good business for our companies, but yet we also are having our country, the people who run the country are trying to find a solution to those two wars, and the people that are
perhaps they're trying to find. First of all, I agree with you about the military-industrial complex does fuel war. There's no question about that. However, in this specific case, or these cases, in terms of Russia, Ukraine, and Israel, Hamas, there are other countries involved that are fueling the other sides as well. Is the solution to just roll over and let our allies and let democracy die at the hands of authoritarian, dictatorial, communist or communesque states? And it becomes complicated. I don't know. I don't know if the way to peace is appeasement. And that sometimes. Yep. So there are other facets to this. Primary example is when Hitler was mounting pressure and starting to show signs of being dangerous. Some people felt we should appease him. Yeah, we should be diplomatic.
Joe Kennedy, the father, was one of the big
The problem, because human nature has both good and evil elements in it, and one is eventually forced to pick sides, whether you like it or not, or just roll over and play dead and then be dead. I don't know whether or not it's that easily solved. You bring up an interesting point, though. It's that I just look at as part of the equation. I think it's more complicated than that, but that's just me.
All right. One of the things that complicates the discussion of the war in the Middle East is the anti-Semitism that has attached itself to the Israeli position, or to the feeling that the Palestinians are getting barbarously treated by the Israelis. And that there seems to be a lot of ignorance, lack of information, lack of knowledge, fake news, you know, whatever. But anti-Semitism is no question, especially on college campuses, is becoming a big problem. And, you know, universities are rather not getting involved in it than say something, which is seems like it's counterintuitive, doesn't it? Does it seem like that to you?
Well, I have about 5 seconds to answer you because we're coming on a break.
Yes,
so why don't we
yeah,
talk about
pick
it on
it
the
up.
Other side? Yeah.
All right. That's a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? 18 after on the countdown.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PLAY for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PLAY. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PLAY for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLAY.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Bye. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The focus on anti-Semitism as it relates to the number five story this week, the war in the Middle East. And Michael and I were talking off camera, if you will, off mic, off air, about something going on in college campuses or on college campuses around the country, and the fact that a number of colleges are either going out of business or they are merging. And, you know, the financial cost of sending somebody to school, what do you actually get out of it? But I think one of the things that's fueling the disruption this year is all of this, these protests and kids that are getting involved in things that, unfortunately, they don't really, I don't want to say understand because that sounds elitist, but they don't get it. Is that they don't know the real, they don't know the real story. Am I right?
I would assume that college students don't know the whole story. Otherwise, why do they have to go to college? I mean, whole purpose of having an education is to learn what maybe you don't know, or to test it against other points of view. Tying together anti-Semitism, first of all, before the dangling conversation from before we had the break, that the Israel-Hamas war is sparking anti-Semitism. Quite often, people who have anti-Semitic tendencies or feelings that they may otherwise hide or repress or you know, keep quiet, anytime Israel is in the news, particularly with war, it gives them an opportunity to express their anti-Semitic feelings under the banner of being anti-Zionist or against the government of Israel. That'll always be confusing. There'll always be a blur between those lines of, are you criticizing Jews or are you criticizing the current government of Israel. And that will always be a blurry mess, and one that we have to be very careful in determining, okay, what's the cause of that criticism? Is it anti-Semitism? Is there a double standard against Israel? When we were attacked by Al-Qaeda on 9/11, did we have the right to go in and bust up people's heads and start a war and have songs about we'll kick you in the butt and all that out of national pride and national anger? Does Israel have the right to defend itself against a heinous attack that was just absolutely brutal and terrible? Does Israel have the right to defend itself the way we have the right to defend ourselves? You talk about hypocrisy. Where, you know, let's be real here. So that that whole issue, that's how I sum up my reaction to the anti-Semitism that's unleashed when Israel gets into warfare that we would consider quite legitimate if we were in that position or other people are in that position. Does Ukraine have the right to defend itself? Does Ukraine have the right to blow up bridges? Does Ukraine have the right to send drones into Russia? You know, hypocrisy is all over the place on these issues. That being said, as far as schools going out of business because of you tied in anti-Semitic demonstrations, based upon that blurry situation I just described, maybe it is. I think that the schools going out of business because they operate too much as a business. I'm shocked they're running out of money. I think they look like big money grubbers, and I think that that's an interesting conversation, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think it's all very interesting. We are at a pausing point in the countdown, 28 after the hour now with Michael and Doug. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
It's not your typical weight loss formula. It's not a diet product that suppresses your appetite. It doesn't make you feel sick or jittery. It's not working against your body. It's actually working with your body naturally. You take it at bedtime. It helps with sleep, which I know that's going to be great for this time of the year with the time change. It helps with joint pain. It helps repair and rebuild lean muscle tissue, which is what is revving up your metabolism naturally, without drugs, without stimulants. So it's safe even if you're on medications. And if you give it time to work, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days.
Now, what do we have as incentives? Because there's always some kind of incentive.
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calitrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it.
Daylight savings specials. Get them at toploss.com and lose that weight.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus,
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is now pressing for a ceasefire in Gaza before the United Nations. Submitting a draft resolution this week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement while visiting with Arab leaders in Egypt on Thursday. He's set to visit leaders in Israel Friday. The U.N. Security Council will vote Friday on the new U.S. ceasefire resolution. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. Nestle is initiating a recall of more than 440,000 Starbucks mugs due to safety concerns. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission warned these mugs are prone to overheating and breaking, posing a risk of burns and other injuries. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, now 34 at the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Later on in this half hour, you'll hear Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal authority that we turn to for comments on some of the legal issues. The stories, for example, the Department of Justice suing Apple is number 8 this week on the Countdown Survey, which you can find at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. So, Steve, I'm sure we'll have a comment on that, among other things. And so... And he also, by the way, is the interview that you can listen to, MH Interview. Michael does interviews with lots of people that are important to our business, and Wiseman certainly is in that category. So that interview at mhinterview.com. All right, let's go back to our list and the war. The reason I'm sort of sticking to this for a second is because I'll bet you if we have... a million people listen to this program. 995,000 of them will not know that the United States has troops in Niger. There was a coup there this past week, and most people don't know that either. And so the new leadership said our troops have to leave. Okay, well, there are a number of things in there. Again, talking to the war machine, that issue... that played into our discussion of number 5, what's in the Middle East, and number 9, what's going on with the Ukrainians. But think of where we spend our money and where we have troops and bases and, you know, Air Force, Navy. Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And who would have thought? People don't even know where Niger is.
Well, I mean, there are American troops all over the world. We have bases all over the place.
Yep.
And so you know, you say, you know, a very small percent will know that we have troops in Niger. I think a very small percent even know that we have troops all over the world. And I bet you an even smaller percent know, and I'm getting into water way over my head because I don't have statistics and specifics to back it up, but let's just say I know I'm right. There are troops from other countries all over the United States. There, we have bases from other countries located within the boundaries of the United States of America. That's all I'll say, because I'm not prepared to back it up with, you know, there are 200 Norwegian troops in Alaska, and there are, you know, all kinds of weird statistics like that.
Training missions,
or for whatever reason. Exactly. Yeah. The point being is that the world is one gigantic armed, you know, powder keg.
War camp.
Oh, yeah. So when you talk about the military-industrial complex, I go, yeah, I completely agree that is a major problem of the bigness of our society and the bigness of the United States. But I also,
we can't control all these people that are here.
But I also recognize, and this is where maybe you and I see it differently, the unfortunate need to maintain a strong presence in the world.
Okay. Yeah, I won't argue that point with you, but I will argue what happens every year at budget time when the Department of Defense has $700 million that they haven't used for anything yet, and so they spend it having tools of war manufactured that they don't need, and then they come along and give them to local police departments, the SWAT teams and all of the stuff that they have in communities that haven't the slightest idea how to use any of this stuff. They're not trained in it, but yet they have these SWAT mobiles, and they have all this armament, all the tools of war. That all they have to do is request it. So send us some, and in some cases they don't even request it. They just distribute it, and they do it in the name of we have money to spend, so let's spend it. I mean, what kind of, you're talking about cockta thinking is that? Cockamamie, whatever you want to use to.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true. One of the stories in the news this past couple of weeks that we haven't touched on here, because it's mostly local in New York, was Governor Hochul of New York State deciding that the subways are very dangerous in New York and calling up the National Guard. This is, you know, the militarization of local policing.
Right.
This is what you're talking about.
Yeah, sure,
because
is.
Because there are basic understandings within a free country and a democracy, all the way back to ancient Rome. The armies were not allowed to come into Rome itself. The Roman armies were not allowed to be in Rome. They had to be on the exterior. They had to be on the periphery. They had to go out to outlying places to fight. The idea of the army at home was considered dangerous. Now, we're talking about military science here and politics on a complicated level. But you follow my drift, right?
That when you
go past a certain point with a paramilitary organization, which is a police department, suddenly going over that line and becoming a military organization where they have tanks and they have machine guns and they have bombs and you know, you call SWAT teams, which are basically, you know, military units, it gets scary because it opens the door to a real police state where we have security based upon that type of authority, and it's very dangerous. So Hochul, to make the subways at least appear safer, called up the National Guard to have a presence in the subways, and there's a big outcry about that. Stay tuned.
In the next month, there'll be a Law & Order episode on that.
Well, thank goodness for Law & Order. That's where we learn all of our information. Right after she did that, it's viral all over the country right now. There was a shooting on the subway. A disagreement between a couple of parties on the subway escalated to a knife fight, escalated to a shooting, escalated to disaster. So,
and that was the subject matter of last night's Law and Order, by the way.
Was it?
That story, exactly. Yep.
Boy, they turned it around. They turned it around.
They turned those around in three weeks. The Law and Order stuff is now, at least the original Law and Order show, because they want to stay so close to the headlines, it's a three-week turn. That's how quickly they're doing
it. Well, I have to salute them, because one of the things that I've noticed, and I don't watch it religiously, but I come close to that, is that they don't seem to have a Hollywood bias.
No.
They seem to make an effort at being even-handed politically in dealing with these issues.
Yeah.
And
I think they've been successful. They've been around for 42 years.
Yeah.
Think about that. Since the 80s.
It's been 42 years.
Yeah, there are 480 episodes of Law & Order that have been done over the years.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It is amazing, absolutely.
Yep, it is. I want to acknowledge a couple of stations that are carrying the Talk Radio Countdown show, including KAOI in Maui and KWBG in Boone, Iowa. Been on those stations for a long time. Congratulations, and thank you for being a part of our Talk Radio Countdown family. The focus on what's going on in technology, excuse me, the list this week includes Apple and TikTok, but there's a couple of things that I want to tie together, if I may, with your permission, from the Countdown story list. One of them has to do with one of the other technological, this is an old-timer, Reddit, went public this week, and the shares increased in value on the first day of trading by 50%. So it went up like a rocket. So people who have you put a couple of bucks away in Reddit, you're doing okay. Now here's another one, and this is tied to our friend Mr. Trump. Apparently next week, Trump, and this is, I wonder about this because of how it sort of flies into the fact that he can't come up with a bond. He's about to get $3 billion richer because his own media platform, Truth Social, is going to go public in a merger that will make him the majority stockholder. And because of that position, when the stock is not liquidated, but when it becomes public, he'll overnight on his balance sheet show that he's $3 billion richer. So does that help him figure these paper gains? Does that help him get the money that he needs to. This is, by the way, I think this is most outrageous. I don't even like saying this. I don't have to every time apologize for my feelings about Trump. But man, is he getting screwed on this thing? This New York thing with the way he's got to come up with $400 million worth of a bond, and he can't do it because he doesn't have the riches that he said he had. He's not liquid. So this woman in the Attorney General of New York is going to take his property. Do you realize how un-American that is? How outrageous it is? At least from my point of view. I'm interested in your point of view on this one.
Right, my question of you is, you're a man who deals with property. You're a farmer. You're a landowner. You own companies. You own businesses. Are other people subjected to having their property seized when they're in default?
Nope.
Of money that they owe the government?
It depends on what the default is. I think that's a good question. And is everybody being treated the same?
Yeah. In other words, is he just on a larger level,
Well, the question, that's one question. My question is, how did it get to this point in the first place? I mean, this guy has had a lot of squeaky deals in his history, and he's not paid a lot of subs and that sort of thing. Mm. But the world is full of contractors and business guys who do that. But that wasn't even the charge. The charge was that he overinflated his net worth and his value on loans. I mean, everybody does that. We all have done that at one point in time or another. And I say we all because I might have said that I have $100,000 more than I actually have in order to get a loan.
That's
illegal. That against the law?
Yeah. I've never done it.
Mm.
You said we all have done that. That's a hell of a statement. I never did that. I'm afraid to do that.
No.
I'm a Boy Scout. I'm serious. I'm afraid to do stuff
I'm not
like
saying
that
I'm not a Boy Scout. What I'm saying is that there's a different interpretation. Somebody appraised a piece of property of mine at one value, and another appraiser said it was another value, so I took the higher value. Mm. I could back it up. That's what I'm saying. And that's what Trump does. So he's going to lose everything because of that? Nah.
What it comes down to, and your point is very well taken. All right, I'm just throwing stuff at you to create discussion. What it comes down to is Donald Trump above the law? That's the question. And
does he think he's above the law?
Does he think he's above the law? Question. And is he above the law? the proof is in
should
the
pudding. Should he be?
Mm-hmm. Should he be? Is he? Does he think he is? Do some people think he is? Is the presidency of the United States above the law? These are questions that history will look at this period as having worked out those issues. Some people say he's brought it on himself, a lifetime of corruption, a lifetime of cheating, stealing, lying, not paying his bills, and all that is caught up with him, and now he's getting his. Some people think it's a form of justice. Some people feel it's political. Those are the issues of the time. This is what we're dealing with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is what Talk Radio is dealing with. And you present, certainly a legitimate point of view when you say very boldly, I think Donald Trump is getting screwed. That's what you said. That's a fascinating statement.
In that case, I think that he is. Okay, we'll pause now. Continuing with the countdown, it's 48 after. Michael and Doug here on the countdown.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust?
a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Attention, please. God, love that theme and what it means, what it stands for. We have all enjoyed all of these episodes of Star Wars, and you see in your mind the trail as the movies open and the script is there unfolding before you, you know, the history of what's going on, at least, you know, from the movie's point of view. And the John Williams music, my God, it gives me goosebumps, Chucker. All right, so why are we playing that?
Now, think of this. On I just read this before I went on. May 4th, which is they coined
May
Star
the 4th
Wars Day,
be with you.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So certain theaters around the country are going to do show all 9 Star Wars movies back to back on May 4th.
Wow.
Starting with The Phantom Menace. I got to be honest, I don't know if I could do that at this point in my life, sitting in a movie theater
watching for 9 movies.
You know, when I was a kid, probably 3 years after the last Planet of the Apes film, they would do a marathon of all 5 Ape films, which were very popular. People would go. I mean, they'd sell out. 9's a lot. I don't know. Here's the thing. This is interesting because we've been doing this a long time. In 1977, for a lot of people now, is a long time ago. I just don't know if it has the same effect. And I also would say that Disney, to some extent, has tarnished the Star Wars franchise by doing these television shows on Disney Plus. Even though some of them are really good, I just think Star Wars should be left for a theatrical experience, and the TV and theatrical stuff combined, I think, has hurt the product.
Yep, you may be right about that. Danny DeVito says, I asked you this, remember, after the Oscars the other night when the two of them were together, what's cooking with the two of them? And they didn't mention twins when they talked about what they'd done together. But now it appears, for whatever the reason, they're going to do another one.
They talked about this forever. there was a concept they called triplets, which would have Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Eddie Murphy. It never materialized. I mean, you hear this stuff all the time. I tell you one thing that is happening, that has happened. It's in the can. Warner Brothers yesterday online released the first teaser trailer to Beetlejuice 2, which is titled Beetlejuice. Tim Burton back as director, Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara back. I got to tell you, it's a very effective, well done, I think terrific teaser trailer that certainly wanted to make me see that film. And it felt like the original. It was all practical. The credits, the lettering was like the first film from 1988. It comes out in September, which is an unusual release date for a movie that's going to do big box office. I guess they want to get the Halloween crowd. But Beetlejuice hits theaters in September. Trailer looks really good. Really, really good.
Beetlejuice. Wherefore art thou?
Don't say it three times.
Okay, I won't do that. No, John.
I was saying to you off there.
Yes, you went to the movies.
Off of the King yesterday. I was like, hey, let me go to, you know, I want to see something. Me and my wife went in the afternoon. Not a lot of people in the theater. But I got to tell you, I like the film immensely. Mark Wahlberg's the star. I felt it was somewhat unique. It's about a guy who is a adventure, like a decathlon team guy, and he goes on this journey in another country, and halfway through the film, a dog comes into the picture, and as I said to you off here, I found it to be a very emotional experience, and I wish he made movies like this more. Character driven, about an ordinary good guy. It had emotion, and the message of the theme of the film, Doug, was never give up. And I think that's a good message.
Wahlberg is very popular. He's very smart about what he picks to do.
Yes, and I like it. I like it. I recommend it. Good movie.
What's coming out this weekend that you are excited about?
You got Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which I'm going to see this afternoon. Disney has an animated movie called Luca, and there's a horror film called Immaculate, which stars Sydney Sweeney, which is getting some good reviews.
A horror movie with Sydney Sweeney?
Yes, a horror movie. I think she plays the nun.
Really?
And I hear it's pretty scary. I hear it's pretty scary. It may not be for you, but I know you like her, so maybe
I do like her, but
take a shot.
No.
Why not?
Susan Sarandon says Hollywood hasn't done the cleanup following Harvey Weinstein. She's 77 years old. And she and Mara Sorvino and Gina Davis had a panel on the, you know, what's happened since Weinstein, and apparently nothing amounts to much. So I thought that was an interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, talk to you Monday, 59 after, here now on the Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.